That's Positive Vibe, Beakley Riviera, Steel Pan Chill. And I believe we got her on the line. Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. Great.
How you doing this morning?
How are you? Good. I'm waking up. I'm moving around. It's a great day.
It is a beautiful day. And now you are from Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm in Tampa,
yeah,
Florida.
Yeah, Tampa area.
It's nice today because it's not quite as hot and blaring. So we got the sun, but it's just slightly filtered. So it's a little bit cooler.
Yeah, you know, and it's starting to cool off here in the tropics of Tennessee as well. It's going to be like, I don't know, low 80s this today, you know,
oh,
high 70s.
Nice.
Very nice. Cool breeze coming through. It's
wow.
Very cool. So, so what's going on with you? It's been a while since we had you on the show, but I always keep
I
up with you on Facebook.
Yeah, and I think it's funny because the last time we tried to get together, I think we must have tried about 10 times to get our schedules to line up, and it was like, it was almost impossible. We were like, forget it, and then we finally got a date, and this time, I think we just casually were talking, and all of a sudden, okay, why don't you come on Sunday? Yep, I'm here, I am.
Well, you've got this really cool song. We played this on the Happy Hour Show Friday.
Cool.
It is what it is. I love the tune. It kind of gets you in your head a little bit because you walk around like, well, it is what it is. It is what it is, you know.
Say it. Yeah.
It reminds me a lot. It reminds me a lot of our what could possibly go wrong motto here at the radio station. And, you know, it is what it is. You can use that for just about anything. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Well, fill us in.
That's actually why we wrote it because, you know, it's something that people are saying all the time. And if you listen to some of the catchiest songs, they're talking about things that everybody can relate to and things that happen to them. And this was one where my husband said, hey, let's come up with this tune, It Is What It Is, you know, because he says everybody says it. And so we started thinking of things that can happen in everyday life. And what's funny is it's kind of like when you buy that car and you said, oh, I bought the nicest car, and then all of a sudden everybody else is driving the same one, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you hear everyone saying it is what it is, and it's always after they tell you about what happened to them that day.
Yeah, I mean, you can use it just for about anything, and I love it, and it's a catchy little tune. We're going to play it here in just a little bit, but tell us what's going on, and this is how we, and you're right about it. The last time we tried to get together, it was like, well, I'm busy, you know, I was traveling, you had shows and gigs and things going on, we finally got it together, but if we'd have known the first time we met at that, and I can never remember that bar down there where our crew was playing at,
I think it's Dulcet.
Yeah, that's
give them
it.
A little bit of a shout out there, Dulcet.
Yeah.
In Newport Richey, yeah.
Yeah, cool little bar down there, and
very nice.
Our crew was rocking the stage that night. And, you were there, Sunshine and I were there, and we had a good time. But if we'd have known then, we would have made our schedule then, you know, because it was so hard for us to get together.
I know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's difficult sometimes, especially, I mean, it seems like, thankfully, to social media, we're able to kind of keep in touch with people and what's going on. But we got extremely busy last year, and it was just, I mean, it was nonstop. And I'm actually thankful that this year has allowed a little bit more time to catch up with other things. We're doing a little bit more writing. I mean, we certainly got that album out last year after a couple of years of work, and then now we're pumping away at some new tunes. And so this is one, It Is What It is one of several that are going to be coming out, and we'll just keep releasing some singles and eventually put together an EP for sale at the shows.
That,
online.
That seems to be the new course of music, EPs. It really shifted about 3 years ago, it seems like, from mm-hmm. my point of view with interviewing artists and listening to music and stuff. It seems like it's more successful to have an EP as opposed to having 10 or 12 songs on a CD.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, the money, the time that's involved in putting together an album of, it's usually about 11, 12, sometimes 13 songs, and then, again, depending on what you're going to do with that album, and if it's for sale at your shows, then you price it appropriately, but when you're trying to release singles and get people to buy your album, it's really just as well to try to put five, six, seven songs on, and then you can also offer that different price,
right,
which is attractive to people too. So, but as far as promoting it on the radio, I mean, it's all about singles these days.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You pick out a single that you want to focus on, like It Is What It Is, which is a great tune. You throw that out there, and you get everybody interested in your new music, and then you maybe release mm-hmm. another one. Next thing you know, you got the EP, and it seems to be more of a successful. And I see big-time acts out of Nashville doing that. I see everybody doing it. You know, it seems to be the norm.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well,
that's good to know. I mean, I kind of was just going with the flow of what felt right for me, but you're right. I mean, I think probably more people are in. You know, today's society is so driven by what attracts them for a moment, and it's mm-hmm. a feeling, it's a vibe. So if they like something, then they'll download it so they can have it and listen to it for a while, and then they're on to the next experience. So I think that's kind of how it's going these days.
Yeah, so for people that don't know about you, now it's you and your husband, and who else you got in the band?
Well, it totally depends on the venue, depends on budget, it depends on size, depends on, you know, what they're trying to accomplish, but we add on members. So my husband and I are the core of the band, and he plays percussion, he sings, he also plays bass, and then, you know, we work on songs together, we write, co-write a lot of them, and then we present the act, and sometimes it's a duo, sometimes it's a trio, four-piece, five-piece, it really depends. We add on a guitarist, like a rhythm guitarist, is perfect for the island flavor, and then if we do a little smooth jazz, they can put that in too. And we also have keyboardists that we've worked with that play with us, and saxophone players, so it's a combination.
Well, I have always been a big fan of your music, and you know, the world needs more positive vibes. That's for sure. You know,
yeah, that's for sure.
You got to stay off of the news channels and listen to some more Steel Pan. As far as I'm concerned, it seems like
and
it makes
Tiki Man Radio.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
I'm telling you.
And Diana with the Diablo Creek House Concerts. I sent you her contact information. She would love to get you guys down there. She's working on a 2018 schedule right now, so
that'd be fantastic.
That's Englewood. That's not that far. What is it, about 2 hours, 2.5 hours from Tampa?
Yeah, it's probably a good ride. I think it's I really haven't checked it out, but we've done stuff down, what is that island that's further down even from there, not Anna Maria, but
Siesta Key.
We've played on Longboat Key and Siesta Key, but there's something that's further, it's further south than that. So it's past Venice and Naples. It's by Naples. I think down by Naples, maybe.
Okay.
Fort Myers
area down in there, yeah. Well, I do have a question for you about the album,
sure,
or the cover of the tune. It Is What
yeah.
It Is. It's you in that hat. What a great capture that captures that song perfectly. It's a happy tune. Tell us the story behind that a little bit.
Well, I think we were just chatting nonchalantly about I'm putting together a video, and so I started videotaping pieces because when you hear the tune, you're going to hear about every experience going on, and I mean, pretty much every phrase has a visual experience with it. So if I say, you know, I broke the dishes today, then that's, you know, the image you could see on the video. And they're pretty much maybe 2 seconds, you know, films of these things going on. So one of the things was just the fact that, you know, I'm just the average person with my baseball cap on and a tank top, and I'm just trying to do my thing, and I can't, everything keeps falling apart. So, like, you know, I finally realized that it's not about the mansions and the cars and the this and the that, because I had to sell all that stuff, because, you know what, it's just, it is what it is. So
there you go.
That's really what I'm just trying to show. It's just, hey, just be you, which is whatever you want to be.
Oh, I love it. Well, let's go ahead and play it, and then we'll come back and talk about what you want to do with the video and everybody getting involved with that, okay?
Cool.
All right, here we are. Here we go.
It It is what it is.
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 Time for a vacay.
Bora Bora and Tahiti.
Mass confusion. I'm running late.
Yeah.
Need my flip-flops, my camera, razor, and SPF 40. But I'm too damn late. The plane has left the tarmac.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Brand new, Beakley Riviera. It is what it is, and what a happy tune. I just love that tune, Beakley.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
It's a happy tune, and you know, I'm all into happy music and positive vibes, as are you, and man, it's so good. Mm-hmm. I can tell you one of the things from a radio standpoint that we struggle with a lot of times is quality of music, and this mm-hmm. tune is very good quality, and it's got a lot of snippets of voices, OMG and things. I bet this was a long process to get together.
Yes and no. The song kind of came really quick in the beginning, and we just started writing down our experiences, and I mean, not all those are literally what happened to me, but you know, it's what happens to people. And that stuff about, you know, saying OMG and all that was just really kind of ad hoc, you know. You just throw the microphone on and just like, hey, whatever comes, you just go with it. And the thing that took the longest, that's why I said yes and no, is because talking about quality, getting mixes right, getting mastering, you know, I sent it out to a company to have it mastered, but to get the right mastering for this type of song, and to get all that to sound the way you want it to sound is really where the hard part comes in. The actual recording and the feeling that comes behind the song is easier. It was more flowing.
Yeah, you can tell a difference. You know, the other album, Positive Vibes, is very well put together, but there seems to be a different sound quality in this one that I really picked up on, because, you know, I listened to all this new music in my headphones in a studio, and I could tell a difference of, you know, your first album, your album was great. Don't get me wrong about that. Mm-hmm. But I could just mm-hmm. tell a little bit difference in this one for some reason. Maybe use a different producer or something. I'm not real sure, but it sounds really good. The quality is fabulous.
Well, good. I'm glad you like it. Yeah, it's good to hear that, too. And I think what's important too with getting songs to be playable on certain formats is to figure out how much of the story you have to tell before people feel they got it, you know?
It's yeah.
Like, when is the time to, and then at the same time, people love hooks, so you've got to drill in the hook at the same time. So you do have to kind of, you have to overdo the right things and underdo the right things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's done very well. You did a great job with it. Now, do you, I have heard your music on Sirius XM on the Chill Channel.
Okay.
You know, it's amazing. Do you have an audience of European audience or anything like that?
Big time.
Yeah, I was thinking so.
It's surprising. I mean, I don't know where the people find this stuff from, but I mean, it's obviously distributed. CD Baby has a good distribution to the world. And also, when I started out with my first album, Chillin' After Five, back in I think it was 2010, there was a lot of companies that picked up the license for my music over in Europe, playing them in spas and hotels, the Muzak type thing,
whatever they
call it over there. And then the Weather Channel started playing my music. So it got distributed in different pockets than what the standard CD Baby does. So I was lucky in that respect, because that's where I think I got a lot of buildup of the fans from global areas.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, and that's got to make you feel good. That and you're right about it. It always amazes me. Sometimes we look at the numbers in the back office for the station, and somebody's listening in Vietnam. And you're like, well, how in the world did they find Tiki Man Radio in Vietnam?
Yeah.
It's always like, it's cool, yeah. But at the same time, you're like, how did that happen? You know, and
I know.
It's got to feel the same way with your music.
Yeah, and I know the first couple of years that it was getting played in these places, I was so excited. It just makes you feel good. But then you get past that feeling of like, okay, I feel good about myself. But then you're more happy about the music itself.
Sure.
And the whole goal of it is really to get good music out to people to lift their moods. And I mean, I know there's music that will bring people down too, but that's not ever my intent. It's always to try to lift people and heighten some type of sense in each person.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of effort. I know for the station itself, I mean, I love country music, but I don't play in the station a lot of I got drunk and you left me kind of music, you know, because I wanted to be upbeat, and you know, I want to be able to listen to if I'm out, I think of it like if I'm at my tiki bar, what I want to hear kind of thing, you know. So
but yeah, that's cool,
you know, for drinking beer
and
we're all sad.
That's your personality as a DJ or a host of a radio program too, is you're showing your personality.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. So the new album is in its works? No, you're working on the new album now?
Yes, okay. Yes, well, correct. Yeah, because I have we have about maybe two or three other songs that we're working on. There's one that is pretty complete but hasn't been recorded and mixed and mastered and all that, but we perform it. And so I'm working on some others, and hopefully, I don't really have a time frame right now, but I think it's going to come together pretty quickly, because right now things are starting to slow down a little bit. The weather's getting nicer, so we'll be able to just kind of catch up on things that we haven't been able to do during the summer.
Yeah, well, tell everybody where they can get your music and where all your websites and all that good stuff.
Sure. I'd love it if people would go visit my website, BickleyRivera.com. And from there, they can see all the different places that the music's at. You can probably see it on SoundCloud, or hear it, rather. And I would really love it if you could purchase it. 99 cents, I mean, everybody can probably handle that, to go on iTunes or CD Baby, Amazon. I know Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora also have my music playing. So, any of those sites would be great.
Well, I'm thrilled to death for your success, and really, it sounds like from the last time I talked to you that you've gotten more peace with the music, as you said, and you're comfortable with the success that you're having, and that means a lot.
I really appreciate your support and the fact that you picked up the song and you've got it included in your playlist. That really means a lot. And also, I just want to mention too, I'm putting together a video, and I know we just casually mentioned, hey, you know, I could see somebody with the top down playing the tune and singing or whatever. And I think that would be great to have if people want to submit a video. Don't videotape yourself while you're driving the car, please.
Yeah, I mentioned that on the video this morning. I did, like, now somebody else has got to be recording you, of course, you know.
But, somebody else, yeah, please. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you got the top down on the car, or you don't have to have the top down on the car, not everybody has a convertible, but you know, you're driving in the car or anywhere really that you feel like you're out in the crowd or something like that, and you're just saying it is what it is, videotape that, and I'll include that in the video that I'm putting together.
That is super cool. Now, how can they get the video to you?
How they can do that, it's number one, they can friend me on Facebook, Bickley Rivera. It's Bickley is the first name, and then Rivera, Rivera. Or go to the website, BickleyRivera.com. They can click on the contact button there and send me a quick message that they'd like to submit the video. I'll start publicizing it. I actually did that with a song from Positive Vibes album called What If, and I had people submit to me a video of them saying What If, and there's, gosh, at least maybe 12 different people on there, at least, maybe separate, you know, inclusions in the video of them saying that, and I love having people involved in it and feeling part of the whole vibe. So please contact me, submit your stuff. I'd be happy to use it.
That's really cool. I mean, that everybody gets involved, and it's really cool you're doing that. And again, you know, thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. It's always good to get caught up with you, and you're always welcome here.
Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're going to let you fly, and we're going to play What If, and so everybody can hear that tune as well. But hang on tight, and I'll talk to you off the air. Thank you so much.
All right. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.